Yeah, so the question is, how does Shivanand Sen exemplify this verse that Bhaktapada, that the three great sources of strength are the remnants of the devotees, the dust of the lotus feet, and the so Bhaktapada Dhuli, Bhaktapada Jal, Bhaktabhukta Avashesh, 18 Mahabala. So how do we understand this verse in the light of Shivanand Sen's service attitude? See, different devotees are in different positions in society, and they can serve Krishna according to those different positions in different ways. So, in the case of Shivanand Sen, he was a grihastha, and his particular service was to facilitate the other devotees when they wanted to go to Jagannath Puri. So now, whatever it took for them to go there, he was ready to do that. And so, for example, Prabhupada, now he was a Mahabhagavata devotee, but when he went abroad, you know, when the hippies initially came, Prabhupada cooked for them and he washed their plates. Now, normally, for a Shuddha Vaishnava, he should not even take the food cooked by Mlechhas. What to speak of washing the plates in which the Mlechhas have eaten. But Prabhupada saw, this is the way I can serve, this is the way I can help those people to come closer to Krishna. And that's why he did that. So the mood of a devotee is to do whatever it takes to serve Krishna. And in this particular case, see, when we say that we should take the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, or we should drink the water that has washed their feet, or we should take their Mahaprasad. Now there is this literal activity which also can be done, but more important than doing the literal activity is understanding the mood in which these activities are done. That mood is that actually we are servants of Krishna. And in traditional Indian culture, one's subordination to someone, one's acceptance that somebody is my master, that would be expressed in various ways. Just like, you know, we bow down to our elders. We take the dust of their feet on our head. What does that mean? We accept that they are our masters. So, there is, sometimes if we get the opportunity, certainly we can actually touch the feet of the devotees. We can actually take the water that has washed their feet. We can even get the Mahaprasad. But it is not just these activities alone. It is what these activities signify. That I am the servant of the devotees. And I am such a menial servant that I will even take the dust of their feet. I will even eat the food that is their remnant. So, the form of the activity is no doubt important. But more important than the form is the spirit. And Shivananda Sen, it was not that instead of arranging for the devotees to go to Puri, he was just busy all the time taking the dust of their feet or taking their Mahaprasad. No, what was he doing? He was serving them. And if then that service was not easy, because at that time, especially the toll collectors over there were known to be very exploitative people. And often devotees were quite simple-hearted. And because devotees were simple-hearted, they would not be able to deal with them. So Shivanand Sen was expertly dealing with them, not only spending his money to pay for the toll, but along with that, using his expertise in negotiating with the toll collector so that the devotees could be able to go on peacefully in their pilgrimage. So essentially, when we see that these activities give us great strength, it is not just these. If suppose some devotee feels embarrassed when we touch their feet and still we go and forcibly touch their feet, no, that is not going to give us great strength, because there we are displeasing devotees. So what gives us strength is that when we assist devotees, when we serve devotees and help them in their service to Krishna, then they become pleased with us, they pray for us, they bless us, and their prayers and blessings attract Krishna's mercy on us, and that Krishna's mercy becomes the source of strength for us. So, Shivanand Sen demonstrated that selfless service attitude which gives great strength. And that's why Shivanand Sen is an example of the service to Vaishnavas making one very strong. And that strength that Shivanand Sen had spiritually was seen when Nityanand Prabhu kicked him on his chest and told him that, you know, your son will die. So now normally when we serve someone, we actually are very dependent on their reciprocation. And suppose I work for someone and that person doesn't pay me, I will stop serving them. Or if I am serving someone and they insult me, I will stop serving them. But when we have great faith in someone, when we know that they truly are always our well-wishers, then no matter what happens, even if they do something which seems to be terribly wrong, then we know that they have our good at heart, and that's why we still continue to serve. So that great strength is required. So when there is reason to give up a service, and when still one continues in the service, that signifies that there is a great strength in the spirit of service. And that strength or that strong service attitude of Shivananda Sen is seen when Nityananda Prabhu chastises him, kicks him on the chest, and practically curses his son to die. Still, he says, oh, getting the dust of your lotus feet on the chest is such a matter of great fortune. That means he still maintains the service attitude. So that is the extraordinary strength that he had got by strongly serving Vaishnavas. Okay?